Good day, Dr. Sebastian Kolaski, referral to a patient Frederick Schulte. Indicated procedure was history colon, persistent colon polyp surface colonoscopy. He's cardiologically cleared for this procedure. He's been on Eliquis, he's off Eliquis for a few days now as per protocol. His date of birth is 7/4/1954. Procedure. After the fact, it's a sign of fissure plate operation. Discovery rectum abscess. You might be standing on the side of the fact that I have a fracture with this in my picture. Coming out, I saw three polyps, one each at cecum, proximal ascending colon, hepatic pressure. These polyps appear to be about 5 to 8 millimeter in diameter. Remove the heart for polyp infection, which is no post polyp infection bleeding. They have fair preps through the colon, egg on section, abscobular rectum, respiratory interham, nobis, pressure, and complicated colonoscopy of cecum. Number two, fair prep. Number three, three column polyps, one each at cecum, proximal ascending and hepatic pressure. All three of them remove the heart force polyps successfully, no post polyp active bleeding. Number four, hemorrhage recommendation. Await for the polyp pathology. Combinatic last between 3 years. And restart the Eliquis from tonight because the patient has history of ICD and history of cardiac disease in the past. With a very caution, alarming that the patient is having bleeding, blood and stools, that he needs to go to as soon as possible from the emergency room. but he can restart the Eliquis tonight as per the cardiology recommendation dose. Otherwise, follow on to his condition. Please send the copy to Bishop Primary Kit Roy, Dr. James Wilson, and copy Dr. Farnham Sadi. They have to see October 22nd or 22nd, October 22nd or 22nd.